Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys,
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies,
and we tangent.
That's gonna be my new thing. Is I just surprise start it while we're talking?
Oh no,
we've been talking for over an hour.
Yeah,
episode's over. You guys missed it.
Goodbye.
Just kidding. We're talking about how we get naked at the chiropractor.
It's not a big deal. My chiropractor is a really nice guy.
He says that he can't get my back properly unless I'm completely nude,
topless. Completely nude.
Yeah, he says clothes restrict my mobility.
And then he asked me sit like spread eagle in the air. It's very weird.
Yeah. And then he makes me cough.
I hate you.
Just kidding, guys. Although I have been smacked on the ass by a chiropractor.
Huh? What, did he think you were a baby?
No.
They used to do that for real, or is that something they put in the
smack baby's asses? Yeah. I don't know.
I just didn't know if that was something
like
they
to wake him up and make him cry.
Yeah, but like, seems weird. Yeah. Seems like there's other ways.
For sure, it's weird. But no, my chiropractor, he would have me lay on my side so he could like put all of his body weight on my hip.
Yep.
And crack my back. And when he wanted me to turn to the other side, he would tap my butt to let me know he was done.
Hate
and
that
it was time to flip over. No. I also do that to my chicken when it's time to it's time to, you know, toast the other side.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Words work. So like, use your words, bro.
Yeah,
you're a doctor. I feel like
chiropractors,
I feel like they have to be doctors, are they not?
They don't have doctorates in back cracking.
Seriously?
Yes. It's like a, I don't want to say it's a pseudoscience, but like.
So yeah. I could be a chiropractor?
Yeah, you can go to
chiropractor.
It's like
be a
chiropractor school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They have their own schools.
Yeah.
It's something I never knew.
Really?
I swear to God.
Wow, I taught you something today. Huh?
It was very nice. Thanks for that.
Was it nice?
I mean, it was all right.
I haven't been to the chiropractor in a really long time. But
the last time
I
went was literally because I could not move. Like, my head was stuck this way.
You know how I know they don't give a fuck, though? It's because I wanted a massage so bad. Because, like, you
also, my chiropractor coughed right into my face.
Ew!
It was pre-COVID times, but I was still like, excuse me.
Yeah, manners.
Yeah.
I went there, and basically you do therapy and then you get cracked, or like you get cracked and then you do therapy.
Okay.
So my therapy was like, I literally just stood on this machine that vibrated for like 30 minutes.
I was gonna say, my therapy was he put like a vibrating blanket on my back.
Yes.
The fuck?
Yes.
All right.
So that was my therapy. And one time I was like complaining because he was reevaluating me, and it was after I fell on some ice, and it was bad news bears. And I was like, what do I have to do to get a massage? And he's like, oh, you want some of your therapy to be massaged? And I was like, yes. And he's like, okay, I'll just write it in there. I'm like, you truly, it doesn't fucking matter. You just find an open machine and you're like, yeah, 10 minutes on that one. I don't give a fuck.
What?
I'm billing your insurance either way.
Do they take insurance?
Some of them do, I think.
Well, you said pseudoscience. So I wasn't sure.
I don't know either.
Like
the eye doctor. Or the dentist.
Fuck the eye doctor. The eye doctor doesn't take any insurance. And then they're like, that'll be $500. Thanks. Sorry, you're blind.
Per eye.
I'm like, this isn't my fault. Yeah. All right. This is genetics and you're going to fucking bill me? Bill my mom.
Honestly.
It's rude.
I'll tell you who needs to pay for this. Everyone.
And they will if you don't give me my glasses and I drive home. So think about that.
We're talking about weird jobs this week, guys. Mm-hmm. That we kind of very little foreplay this one.
Well, I guess a weird job is a chiropractor.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is kind of a weird job. Oh my gosh. So my second chiropractor, because I went to two different ones.
Oh my God, you have so much experience. I only went one time.
Yeah. The one had a whiteboard that everyone signed and I wrote RIP Harambe on it. And every time I went in there thinking they were going to erase it because everything else was like, thank you, Dr. So-and-so, for fixing my back. And I'm like, RIP Harambe.
It was really weighing on
that
you.
That was the one who spanked me, so I don't feel bad about it.
Oh, my God. I thought you meant Harambe. I was like, it's a gorilla?
You've been spanked by a gorilla?
Well.
That's also what I called my chiropractor. Very hairy, that guy. Anyway, I did like a waterbed there. So I did a waterbed and I did like an electric shock therapy chair, and then I got a massage.
Wow, that sounds so fun.
The massage lady.
Wait, the water and the electric shock were separate?
Separate. Okay. The massage waterbed was actually just like a waterbed that had jets, essentially. Oh. So it would just like, I don't even know.
Sure. Now I'm with you.
Yeah. And then the chair was like a massage chair, but like with electrodes.
Yo.
I don't know. Anyway, but then I got actual massage. And the massage lady, she wore those shoes that had the toes.
Sorry.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Sorry? Like the fucking tingers?
What?
Toe fingers?
No, I'm sorry.
Toe fingers? Are you talking about toe socks?
But they were shoes.
So yeah. Tingers. You've never heard of tingers?
No, I would like you to stop interlacing your fingers with your toes right now.
Have you ever seen people? My sister has tingers.
What?
Who have feet that look like fingers.
Oh, like long toes?
They're really long. She makes fun of me and I'm like, bitch, you have tingers.
I kind of want to know if I have tingers now.
Show me your feet.
All right.
Speaking of, this is a... Nope, your feet look like my feet. We have very similar feet.
I have fuzzy socks on. We're related.
Look.
See? Oh my gosh. I'm not even kidding. That could be the same foot.
They're exactly the same.
It's like my foot's looking in a mirror. That's so fucking weird. Wow.
Yeah. I've never noticed that. Oh my God, they're the same size.
Okay, that's so weirded out. Thank God we don't record this.
Wait, we don't? Are we not recording right
no,
now?
I'm on video.
I think it's weirder that it's not. They're just listening to us scream over our toes.
Yeah, but like feet fetish people.
Yeah, well, I have a job story about feet fetish people.
Yeah? That's a better transition.
So there we go. I'll tell you about, there was a man that used to come to my job when I worked at a restaurant. I won't name any names.
This is not what I thought you were going to say.
No, but let's call it Schmeckshishmodehouse.
Okay.
So anyway.
Do they have good rolls there?
Yes.
They're cinnamon butter. And this hypothetical restaurant?
Yes. And he was a lovely older man, but he used to ask waitresses for their stinky socks. After shifts, he would pay him like $50 for them.
Did you give him your socks?
Fuck yeah! I gave him so many pairs of my socks. I'd be like, hang on, bleep, I'm not going to say your name. No kink shame in here. But I was like, hang on, let me go to the back. I'll get these suckers. He's like, how many days have you been? You get more if you wear it for extra days. And that's how.
How much more?
Oh my God, like $20 a day. I'd wear them the whole weekend. I'm making $80 on them socks.
What if you worked a double?
Oh, yeah. Doubles are more money, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. This feels like a very weird game.
It was super weird.
Wow. That is a weird story.
Yep.
I've never sold my socks.
You get in on it.
I feel like there's websites for that.
Yeah. Oh, there are. I could tell you what they are.
Now that you've done it.
No, but I sold so many of my socks. Listen.
Your friend did.
Yeah, my friend can tell you some sites.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's weird, you know? Certain people have certain things that they like. And if your thing happens to be what I wore on my feet for the last 4 days,
yeah.
Who am I? Who am I to say anything about it?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so this was super fun because we got people to send in some of their own stories.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait.
I didn't read any of these, so I'm excited.
I got one message response, and I audibly gasped and immediately texted Sierra and was like, do not open any of the messages because I want to see your reaction.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Also, I need you guys to know I've been drinking, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
about to be on my second White Claw, too.
And they say, they're like, but, you know, I can hear people.
Who said?
Our listeners. Oh, two beers? Yeah, bitch, two beers. I am a lightweight as fuck.
Okay, you guys don't know this, but speaking of jobs, I started a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a family channel.
I was going to freaking promote you, and then I kept forgetting.
I felt weird. I was like, I have to keep that separate.
No, I feel like we should promote it because, you guys, it's so freaking good. And eventually, I'm going to bully her into getting me on there one day. So you guys need to watch it. They're very funny.
Thanks.
I laugh out loud every time. And you're my cousin. And I feel like I'm not doing it because...
I thought you were like, I feel like I have to because you watch me while I watch it.
No, but that's what I mean. I feel like I would anyways because you're
if
my
you
cousin.
Didn't know me.
But yeah, exactly it. I feel like even if you and I weren't related, it would be the type of humor that would get me.
Thanks.
Even though I feel like you do it for me because you know
sometimes,
my humor so well.
Sometimes, because you're kind of like my key demographic.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like a mom, but like not a serious mom,
yeah, no,
but like still interested in, you know.
I'm a mom, but I drink sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my game.
And I'm a mom, but my kid has eaten a penny or two.
But I don't always want to talk about mom stuff.
No, sometimes that's why I'm saying you need to get me on there.
Well, I have a chair that I'm going to reupholster.
Wait, where do I come in?
Oh, you don't on that one.
Okay.
But eventually, I'd like to do, I don't know, like drunk baking.
That's what I think
painting.
Would be so fun because I don't bake. I don't know anything about baking, so I'm going to be a shit show anyways. Why are we doing this?
Okay. I don't know.
So sorry, you guys. Forgot where I was from.
We're talking about our job. Anyway. Why
check out
why
her YouTube?
You
will
that?
You tell them the YouTube channel?
Oh, it's called The Steinmetz. It's funny because my last name's Steinmetz.
So
get
it's
it?
Mess, M-E-S-S.
Yeah.
Not Metz.
Yeah, there's three videos up. One I'm super awkward in. If you watch the first one where we are doing a magnetic chalk wall in Ollie's room, the sit down talking portion of it, I am having a panic attack the entire time. So if you're
I
like,
that was a good
sound
one.
A little bit weird. That's why. I mean, I did my best.
You did good.
Thanks.
I wouldn't have been able to tell it was your first one.
Really?
For sure.
Thanks. Second one is baking Ollie's birthday cake, which it didn't do very well, but it's fine.
And the third one is a baby update video, which I'm not going to lie to you guys. When you told me about it, I was like, this sounds so boring.
Yeah.
I could not care less. No offense. It's just how I feel about all baby update videos.
I know.
And then you had me watch it, and I was like, this is fucking hilarious. I went home. I watched it 3 more times.
You
I showed
did?
Corey. I was like, please watch how funny this is. And he laughed, and he doesn't give a shit about babies.
Oh
no offense.
Gosh.
You also have very cute children. That helps.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I started talking about that.
Jobs.
Yeah, but that wasn't why.
And
I
was
did
drunk.
It.
I think we were talking. I don't remember.
I don't remember at all. I thought there was a point of it. I'm going to listen back to this and be like, yep, there was a point to this, but it's too far gone. Anyway, so I'm going to share some of the things that other people sent in.
Okay.
These are some like rapid fire ones. And then I'll get into the some people had to send messages because they were long, long stories.
I saw. I was like, oh my God, we are getting blown up right now.
Okay. So the first one is, I have to look at semen all day. And you would think that shit gets old, but it never does. Which, incredible.
I know who that is. Is
Me
it weird?
Too. I know who it is too. Because after, Shane got a vasectomy, she was like, I might have to look at his semen. And I'm like, oh, Tell me how it is. Tell me when I'm safe.
I have backup questions for her. So get a hold of me, girl. Because
what are your backup questions? Why can't we ask them right now?
What are they all? What is there different colors? Viscosity? I've only seen
different colors.
Yeah, like
blue. They,
I mean, are some more white or are some more
sperm?
Clear? Yes.
The actual spermies?
Oh, she. I mean, like in the whole thing.
Are the tails different lengths?
Do you
some
know?
Of them go faster than others? I heard the girls are slower.
Did you? Mm-hmm. There's no way. Then why are there so many more girls in the world?
What?
There's more girls in the world than boys. That so if we were slower.
No. Well, what I was told. You can correct us. What I was told is that the male sperm is faster.
But and dumber.
And then like dies out quicker. So
of course,
if
because they're dumb. They get lost. They go to the wrong place.
So if we're sitting here with three boys between the two of us.
I'm sorry.
If like you're ovulating like that day or the next, like you're more like, it's more likely to be a boy because that gets to the egg first.
Oh, but if you ovulate and you do it like
before you ovulate,
then it's a girl.
Because, yeah, the boys, are they died out. That's what I was told.
That's cool.
What I was told. Also, I started filming a YouTube video. I don't think this is what I was going to say, but I started filming a video one morning when I thought I was pregnant a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said that Shane got a vasectomy, and I also took a pregnancy test because I was 4 days late on my period. And I realized that Shane and I had tested, you know, we tested the old
vasectomy.
Yeah. He wanted to, you know, take her for a spin after the procedure when he was allowed. And we were told that it doesn't take effect immediately.
Oh, I did not know.
You gotta clear
that.
The chambers.
Oh, and they might have some in the chute.
We made an old whoopsie.
Uh-oh.
There were still swimmers in the pool.
Uh-oh.
And it was, you know, a little too close to O-Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But don't worry, guys. We are riding the red pony.
Good to know.
No worries. But anyway, when I took the test, I started recording, and it's sad to look at that video because you see me like
almost get
start to think about, you know what, I guess we could do this. This is so weird. And then I'm like, never mind, guys. Fuzzle out. So now I just have this footage of me like walking myself through what the hell I would do if I was pregnant. And then I'm like, well, I'm embarrassed. I've just been talking to a camera for 15 minutes. Took two pregnancy tests. I have to go make breakfast now. So,
are you going to put those in a video?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'll talk about it. Maybe I'll be like, I took, that's some clickbaity shit, isn't it? I took a pregnancy test after a vasectomy. And
that
I was
is.
Like, huh? Yeah. This one's, I let someone call me the wrong name for my entire summer internship.
I've done that before.
At a certain point, you're in too deep.
I literally did that. One girl called me Clara for the longest time instead of Sierra, and I let her for like 3 years.
Shane gets called Steve. It's not even close.
It's not. See, with
they'll get Sean sometimes.
My name is C-I-A-R-A, so sometimes they'll see the I, they'll think it's an L. Clara, I understand, but like they would just.
Other just people straight up called you like Beth.
Other people have called me Ciara. I don't ever correct.
You don't?
No, I just go with it. I'm Ciara for our entire relationship. Until they hear other people call me Sierra. And then the one girl called me out on it.
Yeah.
She goes, I've been saying your fucking name wrong this whole time. And I was like, you can call me whatever you want. I'm sorry.
I'll answer to you, dumbass bitch, if you let me.
Honestly, I just hate confrontation.
This wasn't like in a work setting, but in chemistry class in high school, the teacher kept calling me Jen, and there was no Jen even in the class.
The R-I, I could see how it would look like.
Because I was like, I'm not dotting my I's. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't dot my I's.
You also write very close together, so I could totally see that.
I like a tight text. You know what I'm saying?
You are so tight when you type. Tight, right? Who cares?
No one. So, but that's not the only time I've been called Jen. So I think it's a me thing. I think it's my fault.
Oh,
at one time
funny.
At karaoke, people started like
chanting.
Yeah,
Jen.
Yep. And I was like, I'm Jen. And they're like, Jen, we will vote for you if you go on American Idol. And I'm like, no, you won't.
You all know it's me.
Okay. I went into labor and had to sit at work for about 3 hours.
Okay, I have a similar story. Except they wouldn't let me go home. I went into labor when I was...
I have questions for this person. Like, did they not let you go home either?
I was 27 weeks and I went into the bathroom and I was like, hey, I'm bleeding. Like, everywhere. Mm-hmm. And remember, I was like, I'm also having cramps. And my manager at the time was the bartender and the actual manager wasn't there.
Yeah.
So the acting bartender manager person was like, I'm going to call real manager. We're going to see what's up. I was like, can I just go home?
Yeah.
She was like, no, you have tables. You have tables. You're a server. We own you. So she called the, I'm probably just going to hijack all of these people's stories. I'm so sorry.
No,
but
do it. That's the point of this.
I know. I told Jerry, I was like, I don't really have any that come to mind, but I guarantee once people say things, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that, whatever. Anyways, so I'm laying down in the back and the manager bartender comes out. She's like, hey, she says you have to call around and find somebody to cover your shift. And
what?
I was like, hey, I'm not fucking doing that. So she goes, yeah, I think it's bullshit too. This girl probably saved my child. She's like, just go. I'll cover for you.
Yeah.
And I'll try to get somebody in.
Can you imagine?
And my son would have been born early, so he probably would have fucking died. Like, yeah. I could have sued. I guarantee I could have sued. I should have just done
it. What a fucking insane thing to be like, I know that you're in preterm labor, yeah. Like, dangerously, but...
You're going to need to
cover. You've got two six tops.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, these
are. Is that how they do restaurant talk?
Yes.
Okay.
You did it perfectly. But these are the same people that they fired me when I came back to work. And when I was back at 4 weeks because they said they needed me so bad. And then they fired me like 4 weeks after the 4 weeks I came back because I was moseying around. I was like, I'm a fucking 8 week old baby.
Trying to get back together.
Yeah. She fucking fired me for that shit.
My God.
You're a bitch if you're listening.
Oh my God. Honestly, can I hope the worship drinking because we've said bitch so many times.
Well, I listened to the other one we did about Stacey Abrams, my idol, and
aggressive.
I said, fuck, so many times.
Yeah.
I was like, Stacey, I hope you don't listen.
We were so heated during that one.
I was pissed. Yeah. My mom called me and she was like, I learned so much. And I was like, really? Good. Yeah.
Okay. I saw something on Facebook today. I almost became a Facebook warrior, but I was like, Jerry.
You almost became me for a minute.
Don't.
You'll get a ban. A ban for 24 hours. I know. It was rough.
So what happened was this person was like, it was one of those Facebook, like, answer this question. And it was, do you believe that Joe Biden is the president-elect and won the election?
Fairly.
And freely. Do you believe the election was free and fair? And people were commenting like, no,
absolutely not.
And her answer was that she believes he's president-elect, but that the election wasn't free and fair. And so I commented yes and yes. And then I typed this out and then I deleted it. But I was almost like, unless you want to talk about the millions of people who were disenfranchised
voter
and it was difficult.
Baby.
To vote, in which case, no, it wasn't fair, but he still won anyway.
Yes. Listen. Freaking preach it because I had somebody the other day that was like, I don't really know anything at all about politics, but like, there's no way, just from what I see on Facebook and around my town, that Joe Biden actually won the election.
Oh my God.
And I was like, way to say you've never left small town Ohio.
Way to say you live in a racist place.
No, I was like, I'm sorry because you've never been to anywhere else in the fucking world that you don't believe. Because
you're 45 minutes north and you will see so many more Biden signs.
Because your fucking friends and your Facebook friends, you're like, I don't know. Couldn't have been the other guy because all my friends like Trump.
I've seen so many
idiot.
Trump signs. Well, assume if you don't see a sign,
it's a Biden.
It's a Biden house
because you're either in a cult or I'm sorry, or you're just voting for a president like a normal human being. Sorry.
I did kind of push back. Same person posted. Let me go and find it.
I just think it's weird. Nobody in their life has been that like. Worshipped. It's fucking weird.
So did she respond to me?
I remember when we started this podcast, we were like, we'll never get into politics, and now we're like, fuck it.
She didn't respond to me.
Of course they never do,
but she responded to other people. Okay, so it's this meme of different people in Congress saying Sophie. Okay, I'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, so one person said there needs to be unrest in the streets. Another said protesters should not let up. If you see, and this is all people, they're talking about the Black Lives Matter protests.
Sure.
They are saying, based on police brutality, you should stand up.
Yeah.
So it says, if you see anybody from the cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them. Nancy Pelosi, I just don't know why there are uprisings all over. I don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. So the person who posted this commented and said, this was just fact checked. Someone please tell me how this is false or misleading news. And I commented and said, it says it's missing context.
Yes.
And it is missing context. Why did those remarks happen? What were they talking about? And she won't answer me.
Of course.
They were talking about police brutality.
And people dying.
Yes. And how
things need to change. In the streets and in their beds.
Yes. They're talking about systemic racism and how it needs to change.
And how we need to advocate for these people and freaking right. not stop, because every time we get somewhere, we get a little bit momentum. If we get any kind of pushback, people are quieted again.
So if you want to say that that is the same as the violence that was incited on the Capitol, it's a false equivalence, mm-hmm. and I will have you take several seats.
Yep.
Okay, anyway.
Let us jump right off our pedestals.
And back into this little number.
I only feel comfortable speaking like this because I know we've lost every single Trump supporter.
I know. I was going to say, because you're on your second beer.
That
I'll
too.
Tell you what. I'm on my second White Claw. The first one was the grapefruit one, and I told you that it tasted like someone sneezed like yeah. a grape?
A grape nut?
No. Someone squeezed. I didn't even say the right verb the first time. Anyway, it tasted like, wow, this is stronger than my White Russian. It tasted like someone squeezed an orange near the can.
I would like sneezed better. Someone ate an orange and then sneezed next to my can.
Honestly, that is just as accurate. But toward the bottom, it was tastier.
Sure.
So maybe you gotta shake them. I don't know. I'm on raspberry now. I know I like those. It tastes,
those ones are way better. They're the best
like
ones.
Dr. Pepper a little bit. Anyway.
I can't follow. Dr. Pepper.
You don't think?
Hold on, I don't know. I don't have one. I'm drinking all your fucking reject beers because you're allergic to these. Because
my mouth swells up?
Yeah.
I don't know what Dr. Pepper tastes like, but I have a feeling it's like this.
I'll take your word for it. I kind of actually think I do know what you're talking about. It's fine.
Okay. So here's one. Ready?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people in our community have surgery to remove foreign objects from their anal cavity.
I'm not surprised because my sister works in an emergency room.
I once took care of a farmer who accidentally fell into the shower onto his shampoo bottle and got it stuck.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did. It was a total accident.
I've fallen really hard on things, and they've never gone in my ass. Unless I wanted them to. Oh, sorry, Mom.
I have never.
Oh, fallen?
No. Well, nothing's gone. Well, maybe a finger.
The old bowling ball.
It was my own.
What?
I was constipated.
Oh, no, it's worse.
It's worse. It's worse.
I wish it was sexual.
You never had to go,
stick my whole finger in there? No, but here's
a
trick.
My whole finger. You gotta,
nudge it out. Here's
a
trick.
Fish hook it.
This is a trick. I just learned it on TikTok. Okay. I don't know why I'm on this side of TikTok, but they said, ladies, if you're constipated, you could stick your finger in your vagina and, coax
it
out. Yes.
I don't think
you get pushed
true.
Back. Really? I'm a doctor.
I learned it on TikTok. Tell you, the old fish hook in the asshole works just fine.
No, I've never
Not
been
an
that.
Actual fish hook, guys. Please don't do that.
I've
your
never
finger. You got to make a shape. The shape. Put your finger in the shape of a fish hook.
I have really long nails.
You shepherd's hook it out.
I'll never.
Oh, you got to trim your nails before you do it because you are not getting those clean.
No. No.
Listen, every time a bride tells me she's found the podcast and she thinks it's funny, I think of moments like this and then I'm like, I am out of a job. Certainly now I'm out of a job. Okay.
Oh my God, I've had so many people recently. Someone I just put, did you see what I tagged you in about Elisa Lam, by the way?
Yes.
People who are listening, there's a new documentary coming on Netflix. Someone that I used to work with at Applebee's, speaking of jobs, mm-hmm. commented, she was like, I first heard about this on your podcast. And I was like, you listen?
Netflix, you sneaky bastards, yeah. stealing all our content.
I know. It's so rude. It's probably going to be done way better than I do. It's fine.
Okay, you ready for another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the one. Do you want the one that made me gasp?
I've been waiting. I thought it was the farmer and the shampoo in the bottle.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. This person had a patient, and they had to go to the hospital for them. The patient had severe dementia. And okay, I'm going to read it as her. A patient I had in the hospital had severe dementia, and I went to get her up from bed. Oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time reading. I went to get her up from bed, but she had soiled herself heavily.
Oh no.
I called for the CNA to help me change her, and while I waited for them to come, the patient said, oh, what's this? Oh, some chocolates?
No.
And she put her fingertips on her belly, and the front of her depends that was leaking shit.
No.
We had to continuously tell her not to put it in her mouth and that it was not chocolate.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I've had to do that with my toddler. One time when Noah was a baby, uh-huh. I woke up and it was the boyfriend that I had at the time. And he was like, hey, it smells like shit. And Noah was in the next room over. Yeah. So I was like, uh-oh. You know when you can smell their shit in your room?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad, it's.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, fuck. He's got to, you know, I have to change his diaper. He was like, maybe two at this point. At least yeah. he had to be over two. I went in and he had taken his diaper off. He had smeared shit all over the wall, grabbed the crib, which was like had intricate wood designs. Yep. There was just shit in the wood. Yep. He had it in and around his mouth. I was like, oh no.
Oh no, 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 no.
I literally threw everything away. I threw him, clothes and all, in uh-huh. the bathtub. Yep. I was like, get the fuck. I had the like shower head that came uh-huh. off. I just like was spraying him down. Like,
closing him down?
Dishes. Yeah.
Like he was dishes. That happened to Ollie.
It was, it's you guys having children sometimes, you have to have a strong stomach. I was gagging like I was going to puke the entire time.
I'm pretty sure it was like either, I think it was the day we went to Christmas in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you had to throw all of his stuff away. I remember that.
We looked at the monitor because we heard him crying and Shane freaked out because it looked like blood.
Yes.
Shane thought he was bleeding all over his bed and we went in and we're like, oh, no, no, no. But I also had a photo shoot that day. So I like got it started and was like, best wishes, bye.
And then, like, dipped. Dude, yeah. It took me like 4 hours to clean everything up. And it was I gagged rough. The entire time. So thank you for your story. I hate it.
I have a poop story at one of my jobs.
Oh, okay.
So
I've had many a people poop. People poop in restaurants more than you would want them to. And pee and really? Puke. Yes.
In like the booths?
Yes. They don't make it. Children or people. Children. People change their fucking babies at their table.
No, 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 no,
and then
no,
leave
no,
the
no.
dirty diapers there
no,
for us
no,
to
no,
clean.
No, 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 no.
It's
the
so
rude.
Fucking worst.
Do you remember when we worked at the park?
Oh, yeah. People shit and piss themselves all over the ride.
Yeah, we'd have to, like, gotta shut her down. Gotta clean up another pisser.
Which I understand for children, but there were, like, adults that did it. Which we both can't say anything. We've pooped in a number of places.
I've cleaned my own shit up everywhere I've gone.
But 100%, yeah, if you're an adult and you feel like you're... We did not go fast on that train. If you feel like you're gonna shit, you hop out of that train. And you run to the bathroom.
Certainly. Yeah,
I won't ask any questions. I swear to God. Nope. You won't get a second. I won't even bat my eyes.
Yeah.
I'll watch your kid for you. Just get out of the
Please
train.
Stop shitting in my train.
I shouldn't have to say this.
So I worked at the zoo and I sold crackers to feed to the goats.
Okay.
And
what a job.
It was like $2 and I would give you like a thick stack of crackers and was like, go ahead, feed away.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes we weren't very busy. And so the goats would literally just walk up to the window and stick their head in the window. And I would just, like, feed them crackers through there.
They were like, we're expecting treats, ma'am.
Yes. There was one goat. I just texted some of my old coworkers because I forget the goats' names. I can see them in my head. Like, I know what they look like, but I don't remember their names. There was one goat named Norman who was not allowed to come out. He was like kept in a separate pen because he was so fat, and he was aggressive with all the other goats. He would like ram them in the side because he wanted all the crackers. So he could only come out like once a day.
It's me. I'm Norman.
Yes. But anyway.
Oh no.
So there was two of my favorite goats, and they would. Sorry, that's a funny sentence.
I was just thinking that could be the title. Two of my favorite goats.
Two of my favorite goats. They would come to the window all the time. You ever seen a goat's eyes? Picture a fish's eyes, but like on a mammal. Okay, like on a dog.
But on a dog.
That's a goat.
That's how I feel they look.
Yes. There were pygmy goats, but this was not a pygmy goat. This was a
full-on adult.
This is a big old... No. There's a pygmy goat. Is I almost said a brand of goat. It's a species of goat.
But they're adults, too.
Yeah, but they're just like the little guys. Can jump so very high.
Really?
There were these stumps, and you... twice the size of these pygmy goats, and you're like, there's no way that you can get up there. And then you'd blink and they'd be standing up there, and you're like, wow.
Did any of the goats that you work with, did they do that thing where when they get scared they just fucking fall over?
No, they did. We didn't have any fainting goats.
That's my favorite
but
thing.
I did have the goats that would go they'd go <"Ma!" laughs>
That's exactly how they sound.
Oh, they always Noah, sounded like they were yelling for their mom, and I loved it.
From the time Noah was like 4 to like now, we'll still watch screaming goat videos. It's funny as fuck.
I'm gonna try and do my actual goat impression. It's pretty accurate. Okay, you ready?
Holy shit!
That was
so impressive.
They would do it toward the end of the day when the keepers were gonna come up. They would go. Please don't pee on my couch. We just talked about this.
It's not my fault.
Okay. So anyway, there were these two goats. They were my fucking favorite goats. Okay. And this one day, the one goat was not coming into the window.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yo, what's wrong with this goat?
Not okay.
Norman. And so I told the keeper, I'm like, something's wrong with, and I cannot remember the fucking goat's name. It's just pissing me off.
Franklin.
Nope, wasn't that. It started with a D, I'm pretty sure.
Desiree.
She said it was Daisy, but that doesn't sound right. Could have been. Actually, fuck it. Her name's Daisy now.
Got it. Okay.
So I'm like, yo, Daisy's acting weird. And they're like, oh, you know, sometimes goats do that. I'm like, no. You don't know Daisy like I know Daisy.
She's my fucking favorite goat.
Yeah. So I was like, listen, she has not been coming to the fence for crackers all day. She's not put her head in this window one time. I'm telling you, I haven't been able to give her any noogies. Something's wrong. And they were like, all right, we'll go and check. Guess what? That goat was constipated as fuck. She was sick, and they had to give that goat a goat enema. And I watched it shit 1,000 turds. It was just dropping turds. They fish hooked that goat. Okay.
With their own hands?
No. With their little tool.
I thought you meant with it, the goat's hand.
With it, but the goat hoof in the goat. Yeah.
It hooved itself.
They came up to me and they're like, hey, thank you for letting us know that her behaviors were off. And I'm like, yeah, for sure, man. Anytime. So I saved that goat's life in my mind.
I know what people are like when they can't.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I'll tell you what, that zoo was something else. There was also a rooster up there.
Okay.
Rooster hated people.
Yeah, I feel like they're not very nice.
No. There were two people who ran the train. One was driving the train and the other would load people on and off. And when the train would drive around, I know, Click-Clack's looking himself.
It's all I could hear.
So when the person would take off and drive the train, you would just be standing there with the chickens. And they were in a cage. But like, some of the chickens were minding their own business, but this one rooster fucking hated people. And so it would all of a sudden charge the fence. And I would just like sprint back and forth, and it would like, it wanted to fight me.
Oh my God. So, fighting roosters.
Cock fight.
I was just going to say that, but I was like, is that too crass? And I remember we just talked about fish hooking our own assholes. And I'm like, nah, I think we're okay.
Watch my family YouTube channel.
Next episode is going to be a technique.
DIY. Okay. So this is same person, different patient.
Oh my goodness.
She has two more patient stories.
She's a nurse or something?
I think she's a physical therapist.
Oh, okay.
I need to take my patient's blood pressure, so I needed to access his upper arm. He had on a sweatshirt, singular, I thought. So I asked him to take it off. He took it off only to reveal he had another one underneath.
There's nothing worth threatening the two sweatshirts.
So I waited for him to take the second one off. Each layer he took off, mind you, he's not very mobile, so his son had to help him take off each layer. There was some type of food stuck to his clothing. Or loose in his clothing. It would fall out each time. He had, no joke, 5 layers at least, and one layer had karma corn stuck to it. Another was full of Rice Krispies.
Oh my god, is it me in the future?
That would fall onto his lap and then onto the floor in front of him. Eventually, when I got him in standing, I had to do a balance assessment. Oh, okay. It was a position. Got him in standing. I had to do a balance assessment with him. And every time he would step or turn or move, it would just snap, crackle, pop because the Rice Krispies were all over the floor.
That's incredible. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my
god. It's something like showing me my own future.
I know. She has one more and it reminded me of you.
Oh, yay.
Because it was about a kid.
Oh boy.
So I'm going to show you.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Ladies and Tangents is sponsored by Claritin. Luckily for those that live with symptoms of allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just 1 pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine
and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
I will tell you, it's so funny because in my household, Corey recently was like, I think I'm getting a cold. I'm getting a cold. I'm getting another cold. I'm like, hey, babe, I think you have allergies. I think maybe you just need to pop one of these pills. And guess what? All of his symptoms went away. I'm like, I don't think it's a virus. I think it's just weeds.
And I also know that whenever I go to Sierra's house, my allergies kick into place because of a certain pet.
So true.
And thankfully, I'm able to enjoy all my time there. Now, just after I take little Claritin D, clears me right up. All my symptoms are just like, what cat?
Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Get non-drowsy relief for allergy symptoms with Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful release is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Spring vibes are in the air, and when you bring in some of the beautiful flowers that are blooming around your house, you probably want to smell them and not your litter box.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Pretty Litter, you can.
Seriously, nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. And I'm serious when I say that the whatever magic is in those crystals, I cannot smell anytime. My cat will literally poop right next to me, and I don't realize that she did it until I hear her litter box start going.
It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Pretty Litter's crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and so much more.
Which is super helpful since cats can't talk, and that's important information to have.
So true.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. I know, because whenever I go over to Sierra's, it's there.
Always have some. Seriously. But it's so nice because I don't have to change it as much as normal, but I still have some on deck then whenever I do need it.
And you won't run out, and you don't have to go to the store and carry around a giant thing of litter. Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, oh, what's coming out of there?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours, and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet-friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it, and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code TANGENTS for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code TANGENTS at flex, flexfits.com/tangents.
She goes, I wanted to share a cute story. Went to a patient's house a couple weeks ago and her kid was doing their virtual schooling and eating her breakfast. She told her teacher, my mom's therapist is here and that's why I have to wear my mask. She was wearing her tiny kid mask like this. It's around the ears.
Just on the nose.
The mouth part is flipped up onto the nose. She was wearing her tiny kid mask like this, and it was so much tighter and smaller than this one. Her teacher said, well, at least put it on correctly, dear. And the kid goes, I can't. I'm eating my cereal. Then later, the little girl tells her teacher, I don't like reading. I'd rather go playing than just sit still and stare at words.
Me too, kid.
That's accurate, actually.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
There's nothing weirder when I think about reading than the fact that we're just staring and like a story is playing out.
And you're
in our
hallucinating.
Heads. You're literally hallucinating, yeah. But you're just looking at pieces of paper, mm-hmm. pieces of trees.
You ever stare at a tree and imagine a whole story in your head?
Yeah.
You know what? If you phrased it. If you phrased it like that, people would be like, no, you weirdo. And it's like, really?
Really?
You so never you've never read a book?
Oh, bitch.
That would be the most annoying thing someone could ever say to me. Yep. I'd be like, go home. Grow up.
And yet you said it.
I know. Well, that is how I speak to myself in my head. So.
Me too. I'm like, oh, you're back? Fuck you.
Guys.
Positive Sierra's back? I don't fucking think so. No room for you in here.
I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast or not. When I think about things, there's me, but then there's like a mean voice sometimes in my head that like talks shit to me.
Sure.
And Sierra and I have like said that, yeah, that's a thing. Do you guys remember when I said that my Hulu commercials were schizophrenia medication and my YouTube ones are schizophrenia medication? Well, now I know why. It's because I address the thoughts in my head as voices, and I explained it that way to Barbara at my last therapy session, and she kind of asked me if I was schizophrenic.
And we still don't know.
She asked me if I saw people or heard people that others don't see.
I used to see people all the time.
Well, that's a you problem. I told her
they were
only
called shadow people. You've never seen shadow people?
No, I think you're schizophrenic. But
honestly, maybe.
I told her, I was like, well, when I have sleep paralysis, I hear things sometimes. But,
yeah, for sure. That's so scary.
But that's sleep paralysis.
You don't ever see people out of the corner of your eye, shadow people?
Okay, no, I did say that.
Okay,
I was
those
like,
are shadow people.
Well, I'm not certain that they're there. It could have been a flicker of light. Could have been
right.
A car driving by.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I've never seen my file. Maybe she's like for certain that she's going to make a suggestion later. Okay. So here's one that you'll probably be able to tangent off of because it's a restaurant story.
Love it.
I had a table of six people. One of the girls I actually went to high school with and played basketball with. They had been drinking some and they started to get kind of rowdy.
Sure.
I told them they were going to need to calm down a little or they would have to leave. One of the guys grabbed my arm.
Yeah.
Wrong move. Don't grab me without permission. And said, can I ask you a question?
No.
I told him it depended on the question. He replies, can I pee in your butthole?
Sir.
What?
Sir. First of all, what? And second of all, how much?
You can have my socks, but you cannot be in
you
my
can
butthole.
Piss in my socks. My butt was off.
Meet me halfway here. I'll give you my socks. You can pee in those.
What if I made a mold of my butthole? You ever see those?
You really going to make a mold of your butthole?
Again, it depends on how much he's paying.
Also,
how does one make a
butthole mold?
You've never seen those? You can give your...
A butthole mold?
You can give your man butthole chocolates for Valentine's Day. You take molds of your butthole, they make...
How?
Do you want me to show you?
Kind of.
Okay, hold on,
Wait,
everybody.
I'm thinking internal. You don't go inside?
It's just the outside. It's just a starfish.
What is the starfish?
You've ever heard a butthole called a chocolate starfish?
Oh my god.
Or a balloon knot? Now picture both of those things. Okay, so you're like this.
Time out. Okay. What's the starfish one again?
Chocolate starfish.
How the fuck am I supposed to picture a chocolate starfish and see? What's a what part of it is a starfish?
The hole. You really gotta look at your shit. Get your fingers out of there and take a look.
Oh,
Okay, so I'm on all fours.
Okay, okay.
You spread the cheeks.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's a doctor, but it could be anybody. Put some mold in.
Inside?
I mean, just like on the tip.
Because in my mind,
I'm gonna
a
Google
mold
it
hardens,
you.
And how do you get it back out?
You pull it out. You can't have any hairs on there. You've never waxed your butthole? You
no.
Can. I've gotten waxed. When I was in aesthetic school, I waxed some lady and wax stripped into her hole.
What?
And I went, do not clench.
Oh my God, it could have sealed her shit, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wasn't told what could happen. I just knew she had to keep it open. So when it hardened, I ripped it
out. Don't cough. Whatever you do,
please.
Don't cough.
All right, I'm showing you chocolate.
Or do cough. Yeah. Sorry, I just want to see what it would do.
You looked me in the fucking face.
I'm sorry.
Dude, here's another, as I'm looking up chocolate butthole things, here's another freaking story. I just literally typed in chocolate butthole.
Your Google's going to be so weird.
Here it is. Oh no, look at what they look like. Yeah.
Oh, they go look like orange peels.
Yep, edible anus. That's what your butthole looks like. Turns out. Anyways.
I don't like that.
So I worked in another restaurant, okay? We'll call it Texas Roadhouse. Okay. And one of our managers came into the bag and she was like, yo, there's a fucking guy watching porn out at the bar just on his phone.
Yeah.
And you could walk behind people behind the bar. Mm-hmm. So he was just like this at the bar with his phone up, full on watching porn. So the manager was like, hey, you have to shut that off. Didn't even make him leave. They were just like, some kids are getting uncomfortable with what you're watching. Could you please shut it off while you enjoy? Well, anyways, then he just...
While you enjoy your steak.
Right?
Could you turn off?
So anyways, I went behind him and I'm the one that had the snitch because he fucking put it down and it was still watching porn. It was like he couldn't get through a meal without watching someone getting fudged.
Ew.
It was aggressive.
Wow.
I was like, sir, this is an IHOP. Have you seen those memes?
No.
There's a bunch of TikToks where people say really fucked up things and then later someone comments and they're like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Calm down. Oh. She slapped him across the face and got...
I forgot we were still there. Really, we really detoured off that.
And then he wasn't allowed to ever come back to Hooters.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you that's where it was. You almost just spit everywhere.
It was better that you didn't because there could not have been a better ending to that story. And then he was kicked out of Hooters.
There's another Hooters story.
No disrespect. Hey, if you have it. Flaunt it, you know what I'm
and
saying?
She's a manager too. Listen,
fucking good for you.
Listen, this is one of my friends,
I had
and
tits,
she's beautiful.
I would have worked at Hooters in a fucking heartbeat, but my stomach is too big and my butt is too flat. They would have never worked. I had to work at a place where we wore cowboy boots and fucking did a jig sometimes.
To make your mascot was an armadillo.
I was like hashtag relatable.
Okay, so. She became a manager after slapping this dude across the face and getting
fuck
him kicked
yeah
out.
Because
very
here's
coyote
the deal.
Ugly. You
if
know?
You have a good, we've had a couple people who will grab servers. People fucking think that's like acceptable. Don't fucking touch your servers. Mm-hmm. I'm here to say that right now. Pass it on to your
or
friends.
Anyone.
Yeah, don't fucking touch people.
Yeah,
but like especially the people serving you.
Yeah,
but we had the thing I did love about working at Texas Roadhouse was we had
where?
Managers. Texas Roadhouse.
Smack just.
I mean,
yeah,
Longhorn,
Outback.
We had really good fucking managers. They had our backs a lot. And if shit like that happened, they would kick people out. We had a guy that came in and was taking pictures of women's butts as they were, like, we watched him and he would be like, of certain servers. Now, the one server did have a nice ass. We were like, we get it. Yeah. But also, you can. And our manager didn't even go up and like, hey, what's going on? He straight up kicked him out immediately.
Okay, you talking about creepy guys just reminded me of the creepy guy at the park. We called him The Candyman.
Oh, no.
Wasn't it Candyman?
It was Candyman.
Okay. Candyman was this guy who would walk to the park, and he always had a matching tank top and shorts outfit
but
on.
But they were never actually matching. It would be like two shades of blue that weren't. They were off shades of blue.
Yes, or green. And it was like a tank top. It was like jersey style.
Yes. And then short shorts.
Yes.
Always. In the winter.
There was this rumor that he was like a peeping Tom.
I didn't know that was a rumor. I thought that was real.
Oh, it could have been. I mean, I didn't see the hole in the wall that they said.
Yeah,
he was
that they said
through.
There was a hole in the wall in the girls' bathroom or something. Girls' locker guys. Room. Might have been the guys.
I thought it was the guys.
Truly, it could have been anywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the legend that was passed down basically from ride worker to ride worker.
But he was creepy to ride workers, creepy. Specifically who were all underage girls, mostly.
He would literally walk to the ticket booth, buy one singular ticket. He came every day.
He really did.
Okay, you could buy tickets either in a singular or you could buy a book. It was more cost effective to buy the book of tickets.
And they'd never expired. So
never ever in your lifetime is it going to expire. But he would come every single day and buy a singular ticket. And then he would ride the train.
Wouldn't he ride the Ferris wheel too sometimes?
No.
Just the train?
Just the train.
So weird. You guys, this is not,
he would sit right behind the driver.
Who, again, was normally like a, 15-year-old girl or something?
You had to be 16.
That's right.
16-year-old. You had to be 16 to drive it. So, and he would ride the train, and then he would leave. It was so fucking
weird.
Didn't
he always have like a grocery bag too?
Yes.
But we didn't know what was in it.
No. It was so, and you could see him walking across the pond. You're like, oh, here he comes. Candyman's here. So and you would like look at your friend and you're like, okay, it's time to switch. I don't want to be driving the train.
Because it was so creepy. He didn't say, he would be like, hi.
Yes.
And that was like it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't speak to you the entire time.
Yep.
You just had to act like he was just another person.
And he would be alone. He would be alone.
Never. Yeah.
One time I was working the ticket booth and someone straight up came to the window, pulled wet money out of their boobs and handed it to me.
Dude, the amount of money I've seen come out of inappropriate places. I'm like, actually
and it was
keep it.
Soaking wet.
Yep.
There was
they had just been swimming, correct?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know if that's why it was that wet. Oh, sorry. But I would have to pin the money like up on the wall to dry it out because I couldn't put it in the drawer like that. Mm-mm. I would then drink hand sanitizer. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Do you ever see things like on TV and you're like,
I just remember Plane Guy. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, fuck Plane Guy. Didn't he get super mad because we took off like a German like swastika almost from one of the
what?
Remember? He had now he was very particular.
I don't think it was a swastika.
No, but it was like a Nazi symbol. Or like
was
an HH symbol. Yes, I remember because everybody was like, hey, man, we can't fucking have that on the plane. And he was like, it has to be factually correct. And we're like, no,
it
doesn't.
We have to tell people what the planes are.
Okay.
So one of my friends, Kat, from Oregon, who listens,
yeah,
she's moving to Ohio, so maybe I'll show her the planes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
that was the first ride that Noah ever went on.
That's because it's the smallest one that children can go on.
He was 6 months old. He can barely hold his head up.
Ollie's never been on anything because of COVID. But anyway, so there's this park and it has children's rides.
It's like a mini amusement park.
And one of the rides is these planes that literally just like hang and go in a circle.
They're like wooden planes and they're tied up by like these chains and the circle just goes around very slowly and that's it. For 3 minutes, we run it.
Yep. And
one guy made them.
Yep, this one guy made the planes, and we have the planes get shut down early because they have these big tarps that you have to put up around them because they have to be weatherproofed, and they're these just special little butterflies. And
he
would just
so
show up.
He's so particular about these fucking planes. Mm-hmm.
Show up randomly and just stand and watch people run the ride.
Yeah.
And if he didn't like how people were handling the planes when they were getting children in and out of them, or if like a kid ran and hit a plane
one
and it knocked into
another
one.
One time he called a kid fat, like right in front. He was like, he's way too fat to be riding that. And
yes.
I was like, excuse me, sir.
Yes.
He's five. And also, you cannot call children fat to their face. No, I'm just kidding. You shouldn't call children fat.
Plane guy
ever.
Sucked.
He sucked so bad. Every time we'd be like, oh, fuck, plane guy's coming. Mm-hmm. You'd have to run and pretend like you gave a shit about his stupid wooden planes. And also, I think he was a little racist because, again, he was very attached to this Nazi symbolism. Oh, you have to ask. Ask my dad, because he was one of the managers there. I remember him talking to me about it.
Yeah.
It was fucking weird.
Too attached to the authenticity.
I know. And I'm like, hey, it's okay. Not everything else. Children's rides shouldn't have Nazi symbolism.
That's all I'm saying. That's
literally it. They're not going to care if it looks exactly like it did in World War II, okay?
I think this is the last one I have.
Okay,
so this one is same person, same Hooters restaurant.
Okay, I'm loving it.
Another large
this
group.
McDonald's.
Another large group, this time grown-ass adults drinking. One woman was obviously very belligerent, so
Real quick. I just have to give whoever this is major props, because people are annoying as fuck at a regular bar and restaurant. The fact that you worked at Hooters, big fucking props, because I cannot imagine how many
people
annoying,
literally go there to be belligerent.
To be annoying as fuck and being, like, misogynistic and whatever. I'm sure you made bank and fucking good for you, but I've gone there before with, like, guy friends of mine, and I'm like, why are you embarrassing me?
It's like a tourist attraction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm like, have you never seen tits before? Chill out. Yeah. And they're not even, like, out that much.
Yeah. Well, anyways. It depends. Mine would not be out because there's nothing to be out. Same. But, okay. Another large group, this time grown-ass adults drinking. One woman was obviously very belligerent.
Sure.
So the girl that was waiting on them asked me to come take control of the situation.
Mm.
Mind you, I'm only like 23 at this time, and this woman was like 55.
Those are the worst.
It's my job. I walk up to the group and ask them if they're enjoying their evening. The woman gets 2 inches away from my face and slurs, "No one asked for the little manager to come over." Sorry, I'm trying to get into character.
You did so good.
I asked her to sit back and if there was someone that could take her home because it seems that she had had a little too much to drink. This woman yells at me that they aren't going anywhere and that I can carry my ass back to the kitchen. I told them I would prepare their checks for them, that it was time for them to go. The woman lunged at me, swinging her fist as she fell to the ground. My adrenaline was through the roof. I called my assistant manager over and we had him finish kicking them out.
The fact that she didn't bat, because I fucking immediately would have gone to swinging. Good for you.
She said other than that, it was the best job she ever had.
It probably was. Because you know what? I've worked at places, like I worked at one of the bars around here that was a little gross.
Yeah.
And I wore skimpy outfits. That was like part of the gig. And I'm not kidding. People would just throw money at me. Yeah. There were dudes that would be like, take a shot with me. I'll give you $300. I was like, okay. For real.
It was pipeline guys, huh?
It was always pipeline guys. God, they're stupid. Sorry.
They are so stupid.
They are. Sorry, you can't buy women. And actually, you can, but yeah, go to the correct women to buy them.
Yeah.
You can't buy me. And so the fact that you thought you could makes you a fucking idiot and you deserve to have your money stolen from you, you dumbass.
You didn't steal it. They offered it.
That's true. But sometimes I would. No, I wouldn't steal it. I would just be like, you don't need any change. Okay, bye. They were being so drunk and annoying that they deserved it.
That's business savvy.
Sorry.
Baby.
Don't be. Hey, you know what? They were drunk and they were asking for it. Yeah. So.
What
am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that because we have a lot of, they are the rapiest ones here. I swear to God, I've been roofied one time and I know it was pipeliners that did it. So I don't give a fuck.
What do you think the best job you've ever had? Oh my gosh, wait, did I tell you about when I was teaching one time? Oh my gosh, no, I have a couple.
Oh, please.
So, one time, guys, I taught special ed and there was a girl who was in my class, and sometimes I gave them like some time in the beginning to get some stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would start the lesson. So this girl came in and she was like, Miss S, that's what they call me. They're like, Miss S, can I charge my computer? It died when I was in my other class. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. So she plugs in her computer.
Oh no.
And it died when she was listening to music.
Oh, no.
And so when she opened her computer and her headphones were no longer plugged in, the computer is now screaming, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. And she is mortified. She turns around, looks at me, and she's like, oh, my God. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, girl, turn it off. And she's like, I can't miss this. I got to log in and I can't remember my password right now. And I'm like, you have to remember your password. So anyway, No one else in the class is even aware that this song is playing. Which, thank God, because right. I can't imagine the phone calls I would have gotten from parents being like, I'm sorry, why was this playing in your classroom? I don't know. I don't know.
I tried to tell her to shut it off.
Yeah. Horrific. Horrific. I didn't mean to say it as in horrific. Anyway.
I was like,
The other
Corey
time?
Hates when I do that, by the way.
What, going, eh?
Yeah, he's like, I think that's the grossest thing that women do. So now I do it all the time just to piss him off.
I'm it
like,
reminds oh, really? Me of our teacher in fifth grade.
Who?
Wade.
Oh.
She would like lick her bottom lip after she would get done crunching the candy in the microphone. And I'm like, why are you, first of all, why do you have a microphone? This class is not that big. And also, can you not crunch candy in it?
She always had like a fucking candy in there when she was telling us a story. I'm like, yes. Don't.
Yeah, that's enough.
Not appropriate.
That's where my misophonia came hazard. From. But the other story I was going to tell you is when I was teaching at the other school.
Sorry, what'd you?
And I used to go to someone else's classroom for lunch. Mm-hmm. So I would eat it. I would eat with the science people.
Aww, I love that.
So I went into the one science room. And one of the other teachers, I don't know if you guys know this, teachers make alcohol. Like, some teachers get super into making wine.
What?
Other teachers get super into making bourbon. Like,
now that you say that, I think we had a guy that came to that dingy bar that I worked at. Yeah. He was a winemaker. He would just give us extra bottles of homemade wine. I think he was a teacher.
I've had three teachers in my life just give me wine because they make it. And some of them are delicious.
Yeah. The one I had was butthole, but it tasted like nail polish remover, but it got you fucking drunk.
Oh, no. All the ones I've had are so delicious. Ooh, but anyway, this guy said he was going to bring wine for me to try, and I was like, oh, cool, cool. He took it to lunch and sat it at my desk. So now I have a bottle of wine in someone else's classroom that I have to take back to my classroom. And I have to walk through the halls with it.
You just put up your shirt. You're like, nothing to see here.
I tucked it under my arm. I was like, what do so I funny. Even freaking do right now?
I could never
I have liquor on this premises.
I could never be a teacher.
It's wild.
Way too. And sometimes I come in contact with our teachers that we had. And I'm just like, how the fuck are you a teacher? Mm-hmm. Because how did you keep it? But you would never guess. They kept it so together, and then I see them out, and I'm like, your titties are out, Mrs. Whatever. I don't know why. All
I
right.
see you now.
Yeah, like, it's cool. I mean, I'm cool with it, but I'm just saying I could never do it. Because somebody would find something of mine online or on here or something and be like, hey, remember when she said this?
That was part of my problem, is I hated not being able to
Having
be
to
myself.
Having to censor yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be so fucking annoying.
I couldn't talk about political things. I couldn't curse. I couldn't wear the clothes that I wanted to wear.
No.
And now...
Who gives a shit?
Not me. Not me at all.
And I don't think it makes you less of a person. That's annoying. I don't have to constantly be a role model. Because I'm not.
I don't ever have to be a role model.
I'm not a role model to anybody. And if I am, you need to evaluate your fucking role models.
One time we were reading this book out loud. What's it called?
Cow Now, Brown Cow?
No, something Sarah Burns.
Oh.
You know what it is?
Sarah Burns.
There's more to it.
I know. I'm going to Google.
I keep thinking forgetting Sarah Burns, but that's forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I was thinking Ethan Frome. And I know that's not right. Sarah.
Anyway, there's one big cuss word in the book. Okay? And at some point in the book, she says fuck. And throughout the entire book, we were having different kids like read chapters or read paragraphs.
Yep, sure.
And then whenever we got to the sentence, he literally tossed it to me. He was like, Miss S, you want to take this one? And I literally didn't even read the whole sentence. He read part of the sentence and then I went, fuck. And then he finished the sentence.
Do you remember? I'm sorry. I have to go here because I'm so. Do you remember when they used to have us read certain books like To Kill a Mockingbird out loud?
Yeah.
And they would like straight up be the N-word right there. And we would all be like,
stank fat for Sarah Burns.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you remember though what I'm talking about? And then we would have to, certain kids, I would be like, please don't let me get that paragraph. Please don't let me get that paragraph. And then you would be like, do I say it? Do I not say it? I never wanted to. But they're like, come on. This is historical.
It's just history.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to fucking say this.
I want to die. I don't want to read this.
I feel like this is not history.
Please give me an F. Give me a big fat old
I don't
F.
think I ever did. And I don't thank God, because I would have been like, actually, just kill me.
I have to go
die.
Pee, I think. Someone else take my paragraph.
I have to go die. It's weird.
There was one girl in the class, and she used to come up every 5 seconds to just let us know that she had a thought. And like, here's the thing.
Sure, I understand. I respect it.
I know that students who are doing that are seeking attention that they're not getting elsewhere. And so I obviously want to be that.
Sure.
But
I can't.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And so she would.
I recommend taking your children to therapists. It's what I do.
Journal.
Aww.
And then she would give them to us. And she was like, I just wanted you to look at this. And again, I understand that you were lacking in connection and you're seeking it here, but I have essays to create. I don't want to read these.
What am I supposed to do with these?
I don't want to read your journal that is some kind of weird mashup between Twilight and Harry Potter.
And was it me?
No. But everything she wrote seemed like it was based in like old England, and it like think fog and tweed.
Yeah, I'm in there.
And that was everything. And so the other teacher and I,
fog and tweed.
The other teacher and I would see each other in the hall, and we would just like cover our face with our sleeve, like we were wrapping ourselves in a cloak, and then we'd just disappear into a classroom.
Oh, that's good stuff.
One day.
I also know,
I'm remembering so many teacher stories.
I straight up know that my teachers probably made fun of me so fucking hard. Mm. So hard. Now that I know actual teachers, and they're fucking assholes.
All teachers are assholes.
Yes.
Full fact.
I'm like, they're...
Myself included. That's why I didn't want to keep doing it. Because I'm like, wow, I'm really exposing how terrible I am as a person every single day.
I went multiple times to teachers and was like, hey, I'm having a really bad time at home and blah, blah, blah. And I guarantee they went to the teacher conference and was like, this fucking...
No,
bitch.
Not all kids. There were some kids that like really, really tugged on my heartstrings. Like,
well, maybe I did that to them, but I don't think so because it never went anywhere. And they still failed me. So it's weird. to be fair, I was being manipulative. I didn't give a fuck. I just didn't want to get failed.
You sneaky little bitch.
I couldn't help it. I was depressed, but it was also manipulative.
How am I going to use this to my advantage? There was, I don't know if it was a teacher in service day. I think it was, there was like a power outage and we still had to go to school anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up.
Well, why?
I don't know.
That's
because we had to make days. So like if we were there,
the public education, it's just crazy to me sometimes.
The power came back on while we were there, but like the kids weren't going to come in. So we just were there. And we were straight up playing Cards Against Humanity in one of the teacher's room. There was like six of us. The principal walks in and he goes, so what are we playing, poker? And we're like, yeah, you want in? He's like, not this round. And then he left. No one gives a shit. No one cares.
Some part of me wants to be a teacher, but I just couldn't.
No.
I would never. Unless I was like a professor.
You couldn't ever because of this.
No, I know.
They would listen to this and they'd be like, so we see you have a 4.0 GPA that you can highly recommend from all of your professors, but can you explain what a chocolate anus is? And why
the bowling ball?
Yes.
I think I could be a college professor.
Oh, yeah.
Because
sure.
They don't give a fuck,
no,
right?
No. Yeah. There was, yeah.
I would be like,
it
one
is celebrated time, to be whatever we are.
I had a college professor one time back when I was in college the first time. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he tried to fuck me. Almost 100%. I didn't go through with it because I was a puss. But he was straight up like, he was doing the old like, come to my class after, we'll talk about your paper. And I was like, I didn't even turn the paper.
That's what we're going to talk about. I'm concerned. Are you depressed by chance?
But he would like, then I was like, yeah, I'll come in. And he would like email me every day.
Oh,
he was
dick?
So hot. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, when I went back to school I was like, is he still a teacher? I wouldn't do anything, I just wanted to see how he was.
Yeah.
But and I also wanted
that's how I feel about Mr. Sisson.
I'm
Seriously, how is he?
I was literally in sixth grade in love with this full grown man.
That's how I was in eighth grade with you know who.
No.
Mr. Kinsey.
Oh, everyone was. Him
he was
Mr.
so Kinsey. Hot.
But I did not care for either of them.
And now that
I'm only had eyes for the substitute Sisson.
No, he was such a dick. Sisson? I think that's why you liked him. Yeah, he gave me dick vibes.
I wish he gave me dick vibes.
As a literal child.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know, but isn't it weird
she
now?
She doesn't listen to these old episodes.
That's why I'm saying this. Corey doesn't listen either. I'm like, hey, all my girls that listen who know my boyfriend, don't fucking snitch. But now that we're adults, isn't it weird when you think about it? Like, can you imagine these young girls or boys, I mean, either, throwing themselves at you
I'm
and having
sure
to be like.
I took a freaking camera to school and took a picture of him in the hallway and then took it home and just stared at it on my computer.
My dad was a custodian, so yeah. He would have teachers over for poker nights, and me and my sister would actively come out and flirt with this 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
And my sister pantsed me one time in front of him.
Oh my gosh.
And I just let him stay down for a minute. I was like, what's up?
He looked around the room and saw if anyone, any guys? Anybody? Anybody?
And my dad's like, go to your room, girls. And I'm like, fine. I guess.
I'm gonna go bowling ball myself. Oh, God. This has gone on for way longer than I thought it would.
We're not even talking about jobs anymore. We're talking about fucking teachers.
Oh, man.
Do you have what was your favorite job?
My favorite job?
Yeah. If I say mine, it's gonna sound terrible. This one is my favorite too.
Yeah, honestly, I've had a major breakthrough where I feel well. Honestly, photography's been my favorite job.
It has to be.
Like being my own boss and doing exactly what I love. Mm-hmm. And getting to be with people during the happiest times of their life just is like
the best.
Yeah, I can't even compare it to anything. But I did really in love. Wow. Guys, I can't drink White Claws and do this. I really did love the girls that I worked at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I remember you worked at... Well, you got to talk to me about bras sometimes because I cannot find my size.
I can do that.
Don't know what to do. I really like the park.
Yeah?
Not the park specifically, but I worked the batting cages. Mm. Dude. Nobody ever came.
You worked the batting cages when you were pregnant.
Yeah, but nobody knew I was
I did.
I know. And it was awesome because literally nobody would come. Okay, so if people did come, literally all you did was you handed them a helmet. They did everything else.
Yep.
They put the coins in and did whatever. So
and
you
like a bat. You're like, here you go. Go in this cage.
Bat,
and hit shit.
Helmet, there you go. And when they gave it back, you disinfected it and that was your job. And sometimes the balls would get stuck. But most of the time I'd be like, but the balls are stuck or whatever. And that was it. But so I would just sit up there and fucking read. I would read books and books and books that whole summer. I was like, do I have to leave? This is such a nice job.
Doing mini golf was good, too, especially during the weekdays.
Oh, my God. Nobody came.
And I would just color. Yeah. You would read and I would color. Yep. That sounds about right.
So that was my favorite because it was the easiest. I was getting paid to do nothing.
I was trying to think of what all my jobs were. I worked at the park. I worked catering, the concession stand, rides. Then I worked at the Akron Zoo.
My first job was at 14 and I was a busser at the Elks.
Mine was at 13 as
hated it.
Caterer at the park. And then Victoria's Secret. I was a mentor once. Did you know that?
What?
Mm-hmm. I used to work for, what was it called? Doesn't matter. It was like.
I wonder if they can hear me hiccuping. I'm to that point.
I was working for like a family counseling center and I was a mentor for a young girl.
Shut the fuck up.
I would pick her up from her house. This is actually a fucked up story. Pick her up from her house and she didn't get along with mentors very well. The person who connected me with her was like, listen, if she doesn't like you, don't take offense to it. She doesn't like anybody.
Listen, she bites.
No. She was taken away from her mom and her sister.
See, I can't hear these. It makes me really sad.
And sorry guys that we went from talking about fish hooking our own assholes to this. But she was living with her aunt.
Mm.
And then she ended up liking me. And aww. So I would pick her up and we would go and do different activities. We bake a cake together.
I think I
did know
that. Mm-hmm. I think I remember that.
And then one day I went to pick her up and I called her aunt to be like, hey, I'm on my way. And her aunt's like, she doesn't live with us anymore. They didn't even tell me. I never got to say goodbye to her. I don't know where she is now.
That is so fucking sad. I'm going to fucking cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would you drop that on me right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Write a book about that because that's the saddest shit I've ever
I just
heard.
Told the whole story.
No, you can make it more. We could do this. That's sad.
I don't know where she is now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then what were your jobs?
Oh,
we have to pick this up.
I was teaching then.
Okay. Oh, that's when you were a teacher?
Yes.
Or right around?
It was right around that time.
Do you have a lapse in jobs, I feel, because you were in college? Like a...
No, I was working at the zoo and Victoria's Secret.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I forgot that you were working at the zoo because you were a carny twice.
I worked at Kohl's. I forgot.
Yes.
I worked at Kohl's and then I was teaching. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I fucking remember that, too.
Yep.
I had a lot of restaurant jobs.
Guys, don't steal from Kohl's. If you
they
think,
have cameras that can see what your text messages are if you pull your phone
they
up.
Have cameras that can see what you're looking at on the menu at Applebee's across the parking lot.
Holy shit.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
They're no joke there. Do not try and steal from Kohl's.
My friend stole from Kohl's. Uh-huh. She stole a friend that I worked with at the Roadhouse. And she stole one of those little tiny chapsticks that were the round.
Oh, yeah. The EOS ones.
The EOS. And they fucking followed her to the food, yep. Whatever. And they were like, you need to come back and talk to us over a fucking chapstick. They yep. were so, and they showed her the video.
Shoppers. Yeah. Yeah. They are no joke there.
They really didn't.
It was one of the best companies I've ever worked for, though. Mm. I love them. They were great.
Let me tell you something. The only place that I went out in public to like Christmas shop was Kohl's. I feel like comfortable there enough. And there wasn't a lot of people, so it made me feel okay. They were so fucking nice. I was just like, wow,
best.
I absolutely miss humans. I have not felt like this has affected me that much mm-hmm. until I was around those people because they were just like strangers that were nice for no fucking reason. And I was like, God bless you guys.
There's
you're
this woman,
people.
Gail from Housewares, and she used to try and flash everyone all the time.
I love her.
She was great.
Let's bring the name Gail back.
Okay.
If I have a kid and it's a girl, I'll say it right now. I'm naming her Gail.
You said it. You said it.
I don't think it's going to happen. But, but if it does, mark my word.
I am praying for a little Gail Parsons.
Wouldn't that be funny? I would be.
She's
going to
be born like with Bob Evans as her favorite restaurant.
I would be the type of person too. I named my son Noah. I fucking love old ass names.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny to name babies old names. I don't know why.
Yeah, I love it.
And then I think it's funny to do funny things to my children that's going to follow them around the rest of their lives.
There's nothing better.
I'm like, I named you that as a joke. Enjoy forever.
I said it on a podcast once. I really didn't care that much. So enjoy that therapy.
Change it if you fucking feel like it. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, did you say your favorite job?
Yeah, the lazy one that I had, which was
the batting cages.
Batting cages. But I've been a server. I was a server for like 11 years, and that was always I was
full of anxiety the whole time.
It was terrible. But the other second easiest job was being a shot girl. Like I said, at that bar where I wore basically nothing, I would walk around with shots. Okay, by the way, if you ever go to a thing and they have like a shot girl with shots, those $1 shots are totally just juice. Like I used to mix them.
Yeah,
they would have like literally this much alcohol, and the rest would be fillers. Mm-hmm. And then you'd shake it up and you'd pour it into these shots.
Yep.
So they would be like nothing.
Yeah.
Unless you drank the whole tray and then you'd get like one shot.
Yeah.
And so I used to have these people that would think they were ballers because they'd buy the whole tray, which was $25 or whatever. And then
you're
I'd be like,
pro tip.
Yep. So then I'd like grab it from them and they'd be like, only if you do them with me, thinking I'd get wasted. I'm like, sure. Yeah. So I'm just drinking juice all night. And so I would just drink fucking juice and make money all night long.
Yeah.
I would make at the least $300 a night. Wow. At the least. And I'd work like 4 hours and get kind of buzzed.
Yeah, I never had a job like that.
It was fun.
At Kohl's, I literally just walked around and hoped no one talked to me. That's why I liked retail.
That's fun.
All right, guys. Hey, send us your favorite jobs, or if you have funny job stories that you thought of and wanted to contribute, because that's something that people message us all the time. They're like, I listened and I wanted to pitch in, or I wanted to say something here. Send it to us.
Yeah, and we're running out of shit to talk about.
No,
we're not. But it is kind of nice just on weeks where we don't feel like putting in the effort.
If or you guys like contribute, the engagement.
It's just fun.
It is fun. Feeling like, right like we're a part of something.
Yeah, we played off your stories, and hopefully you guys can talk to us. Talk to us. We love you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.